This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. on Tuesday announced it has charged the leader of Hamas and other militants in connection with last year's massacre in Israel, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
The White House says it's developing a new ceasefire and hostage deal proposal with its Egyptian and Qatari counterparts to try to bring about an agreement between Israel and Hamas to end the nearly 11-month war in Gaza. National Security spokesman John Kirby said on Tuesday the executions of six hostages, including one American by Hamas, is impacting the talks.
And the killing over the weekend just underscores the sense of urgency that we have to have. In order to get it to closure.
Ukrainian officials say two Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. The attack on Tuesday appeared to be one of the deadliest Russian strikes since the war began. The strike hit the central eastern city of Poltava, the capital of the region of the same name. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said some people got trapped in the rubble, but many were saved.